Support for KPLU comes from the lawyers and staff of Stoll Reeves, providing a broad range of legal services to businesses in all stages of growth, with offices from the West Coast to the Midwest. More information is available on the web at stoel.com.
Stepping inside a private Dutch colonial home near 6th and Union in Tacoma, there's nothing incredibly unusual other than a 120-pound St. Bernard named Chica. There's a kitchen, a living room, and a dining room, and just past the dining room is a door that opens to what used to be the home's telephone room, a place where people would talk on the phone back in the days when telephones out in the open were considered vulgar. It's slightly larger than a bathroom on an airplane, but on this day, and most others, when you open this door to the tiny space, you find art. What I see in front of me is
zigzag stripes and shadows.
That's artist Julie Alpert. When she was invited to show her work here, she knew it would be fun, and she thought it would be pretty easy.
I figured I'd have to address less space, and therefore that equals less time, and it ended up taking as long, if not longer, than some of my other larger projects, because I had to think in a different way about how to use a really small space. And it's very constricting, and it's hard to step back from, and you're really, really close to the work the entire time. So I had to, like, basically using muscles that I don't normally use.
After contorting herself like a pretzel in the room that's 3 feet wide and 4 feet deep, the walls are covered in patterns and colors, black, yellow, and hot pink, and of course there is a telephone hanging on the wall. It's an old black heavy rotary, a dinosaur. The home is owned by Heidi Fernandez Yamazares. Heidi is friends with Ellen Ito, who works at the Tacoma Art Museum.
Well, Ellen actually did an installation in Olympia and was kind of saying, oh, it's only going to be up for a month. And I jokingly said, oh, you can put it in the telephone room when you're done and leave it up there. And that kind of led to... why not?
Ellen thought it was just a big joke.
I think at the time it was just holding like a shoebox of weird papers and like a step stool or something.
Yeah. And the phone. And we realized that we knew a lot of people that would probably be up to the task. And we sort of started out thinking of it as kind of a novelty. And the first show had, I think, how many artists?
16 artists displayed their work in the 12-square-foot room, the most they've had at any one time. 3 years into the project, and the concept is still going strong. To see the telephone room, you have to make an appointment by going to their website. Jeremy Mangan, an established painter, didn't feel any pressure when it was his turn to tackle the tight space. In fact, he jumped on the chance to work in a different medium without the watchful eyes of the critics. His creation, a tall, dead guy that almost didn't fit in the room, made out of foam and painted with a ghostly palette.
I thought it would be really great to have you open the door, you walk around the corner here, and there's a dead old west badman in a pine box. So someone like me who's a painter, I can come in with this crazy sculpture and nobody's going to say, oh, Jeremy's changing his work. Jeremy's doing something different. Is this a new direction or something like that?
As artists continue to push the limits of the telephone room, Ellen Ito, the gallery's co-curator, wants people to start thinking about it less as a space and more as a concept. The telephone room is starting to come out of its small closet by sponsoring events like this one at the Tacoma Art Museum. It's called the I Am Project.
Which is a line from Song of Myself, the Walt Whitman poem. We want you to think about the word that you think describes you. Like, what's your identity right at this moment? Your identity to yourself. And it's about how infrequently we get the opportunity to tell people who we think we are.
In the poem Song of Myself, Walt Whitman chose the word satisfied. In the lobby of the museum, a table is covered with sheets of papers that have descriptive words printed on them. Jill Sanford, who's 22 and an art student at the University of Puget Sound, sifts through the piles with her friends.
Female, handsome, unique, special, guardian, boyfriend, sibling, gay, transgender.
What word do you identify with?
I think I'm going to pick up humbled.
Holding the sheets of paper up to their chests, Sanford and her classmates stand together while Ito takes a picture of them.
Ready? One, two, three.
All of the IM pictures are posted to the Telephone Room's Facebook page. Ito and her crew have taken almost 300 photos so far. Some ideas for the summer include a Telephone Room block party with art in every front yard, and Telephone Room field trips led by artists to show people what a day in their creative life looks like. But to find out what these folks are up to next, please don't call. They really prefer an email. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News, Tacoma.
Phone's ringing again. Could somebody go and pick it up, please?
I don't think it's for me.
Ring, ring, ring. Someone get the telephone. Ring, ring, ring. I see who's on the line. Ring, ring, ring. Someone get the telephone. Ring, ring, ring.
It's ringing all the time.
Ring, ring, ring. Who could it be now? Ring, ring, ring. I bet it's for you. Ring, ring, ring. Why don't you pick it up? Ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. Can you guess who? Ring, ring, ring. Who could it be now? Ring, ring, ring. Ringing in my ears. Ring, ring, ring. Why don't you pick it up? Ring, ring, ring.
Internet.